through the fog.
All right, welcome back to an old-fashioned girl podcast. My name is Kara.
Hi, I'm Andrea.
And we're so glad to be back. We've been away, and I think I've just had a really bad case of spring fever. But I'm glad to be back, and I've missed doing this with my friend Andrea. So here we are.
Yes, we are back in full force.
Yes. And we want to say, first of all, thank you so much to everybody who sent in postcards for our request.
We love them. We've received 4 postcards so far. 2 from Door County, Wisconsin. 1 from Kansas City, from a listener in Lodi, California, which is...
Yay! It's the town right below where I lived in California.
Yes, in Galt. Mm-hmm. And then another postcard from New York City. So we have 4 so far. I would love to get more. And the post office box is P.O. Box 346, Waupaca, Wisconsin, 54981. And Waupaca is Waupaca. So send a postcard if you'd like to. We'd love to get them.
Do you know, I just realized that we have one from the West Coast, one from the East Coast, and one right in the middle. Or two right in the middle. That's fun.
Yes, if we have any listeners outside of the U.S., that would be even more fun.
Yep.
Freud is.
Wink, wink, nod, nod. All right, well, last week we actually put in the show notes that we had talked about soap making, but I forgot to talk about it, so so I am going to talk about it now. I don't know if you've ever had a chance to look into making soap, but it is very easy to do, and it's very fun and rewarding. So I'm just going to give you the basics, and hopefully you'll take the time to try it out. You can get the supplies to make soap at any craft store near you. Usually it's next to the candle section or in the same aisle. And there's many things that you can get to make soap, but I will give you the basics. Really all you need is to pick out a clear plastic mold to pour the soap into. And you can have, there's like hearts, there's all sorts of different kinds. So just whatever tickles your fancy, that's the one you should get.
I've seen a couple of the soaps you've made. One says handmade. I like that one. Really, and then another one says natural.
Yeah.
I really like those.
Thank you. That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just, and that just gives it a little special touch for when you give it away as gifts, I think. You know? It makes people think, oh, they really did put a lot of thought into this, you know?
Yeah.
So, there's many different kinds that you can look for, and you can look for theme ones for like parties, and it's just crazy. So get a clear plastic mold, and then you can get a bag or a tub of soap that's already been pre-mixed, because it actually can be quite dangerous to mix it yourself, to inhale the fumes and things. But the ones that they have in the soap sections are pretty safe. And they're glycerin base, and you can get clear or white. And the ones that I like to use have a coconut oil base and olive oil base. And it's just really nice, very moisturizing, and very, very gentle for sensitive skin. I know a lot of people have sensitive skin, and this is unscented, completely natural glycerin soap. And and you can choose just to make it with no additives. And that's the great part about making your own soap, because you know exactly what is going in there.
That's true.
It's like 3 ingredients, you know, unless you add something more to it. So you get a bag of cubed soap, or you can get a tub where you cut it out. And I like to get the bags because then it melts quicker. And it also has the directions on both the tubs and the bags about how to do it. So then you can also choose a fragrance, and you can either go with the fragrances that they have there. Sometimes they also have 100% natural fragrances, or you can go to any Whole Foods store and get any essential oil.
That would be nice.
That's nice and natural and won't hurt your skin. Might not agree with your senses, you know, like, because natural oils are from plants and things. So if you have allergies, just watch what you're getting. Make sure you smell it ahead of time. Or you can just get like sweet pea, or, you know, cucumber, melon, scents like that. At
grapefruit.
Yeah, whatever. They have so many different kinds. So whatever suits your fancy. And then they also have additives like apricot seed exfoliant and grape seed exfoliant.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what else. They have shea butter, cocoa butter. So, you know, basically it's just whatever kind of thing you think that you would like to have. And I've used the apricot seed exfoliant a lot. And you buy one bag and it lasts like over a year because you only need a little bit, little pinch. Yeah, and it's so nice. It really does feel good afterwards. Your skin's all smooth. And I've used the shea butter, and you just need a teensy-weensy bit of it because if you use too much, then the soap doesn't lather as nicely. Mm-hmm. It gets too heavy. So just keep that in mind. If you're going to use shea butter or cocoa butter for an extra moisturizer, just make sure you only put a teensy-weensy bit in there.
And lavender you've used?
Yep, I've used I just bought a bouquet of dried lavender, and I peeled off the little buds, and I stirred that in there, and it actually worked as an exfoliant, and it smelled wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't even really have to put very much lavender extract essential oil in there because the lavender itself fragranced it. It was mm-hmm. really nice. That was one of my favorites. So basically what you do, once you get the clear plastic mold, the bag or tub of soap, fragrance, and any additives you want, take it home, and then they should have directions on there for either microwaving it or creating a double boiler on your stovetop. And basically what you're going to do is just melt the soap until it's just all the cubes have completely melted.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to overheat it because then you get bubbles trapped in there when you pour it into the soap mold, and that's not very smooth on your skin. So, you can create a double boiler by getting a large saucepan or a large boiler pan, and then fill it up about halfway with water, and then get a smaller pan and put that on the inside. And that works nicely. Just put it on medium heat and stir it, you know, with like a bamboo skewer or whatever. It washes out very nicely because it's soap.
Mm-hmm.
And then, or you can just use a glass measuring cup in the microwave, and it tells you how to do that. It's very easy. And as soon as it's nice and melted, then you can put in your additives and you stir it, and then you pour it in the mold, let it cool 45 minutes. And then you pop them out like on paper towels or wax paper or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they're perfect little bars of soap. It's great. And then you can wrap them very creatively. I like to get just brown paper wrapping and then put like some twine around it, like a little package, and stick a little sprig of lavender in it.
I love that.
And it's a nice little touch. So,
yeah.
The possibilities are endless. And people have loved getting these from me for gifts. And
mm-hmm.
I've loved it because I have an endless supply of soap. So there's just so many fun things you can do with it. So I encourage you to give it a try.
That is wonderful.
Thank you. Next on our list,
we are going to talk about writing letters and
fun.
Keeping in touch with people who are far away. And I think a handwritten letter is so much more special than getting an email. You know, email is perfect for something that you want to express quickly and, you know, get to somebody right away. But I love writing and receiving letters. And you get to see the person's handwriting and, mm-hmm. you know, their personality and that. And just the going to your mailbox and getting it, it's
yeah.
like a present. It's like a prize. And seeing what kind of stamp they used. And
yeah.
also...
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Because do you pick out your stamps specially?
Yes.
Me too.
Yes, we just got the ones that are animals from storybooks.
Fun.
So there's like Wilbur the Pig.
Yay.
And Curious George.
That's
and
awesome.
Fox and Socks and the Very Hungry Caterpillar.
That's so cute.
Yeah, they're very cute. And Olivia the Pig.
Oh, cute.
From the children's books. Yes, so you can see all of those things. And another thing that I love to do is to melt wax as a seal and then stamp it. And you have to be careful when sending those because if you just send them in the mail, they're mm-hmm. going to fall off because of the machines that the letters go through.
Mm-hmm.
So you can either cut out like a circle of bubble wrap and tape it over your seal, or you can stick your entire envelope inside another bubble envelope.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, because you think, you know, it's such a delicate thing, you want to protect it. And at first I thought, oh, it will ruin the look if I put bubble tape over it or put it in another envelope. But I think it just is another thing that you're opening.
Right. You know? It's kind of like its own present, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it adds to it. And
that's a very fun thing to do.
Yeah.
To put the wax seal.
Yes, and you think you've seen those in movies, yeah. You know, of old times where they would, all of their letters would be sealed and each person would have their own stamp and that was like their signature, yeah. You know.
You can get them with your own initials and things.
Yeah.
And that's a very fun idea.
Yeah, I have one with a butterfly on it.
Cute.
And you have one?
We have one with our last initial on it.
Yeah.
It's really cute. My husband likes to write love letters.
Yeah. And I've recently read an article in Real Simple magazine about creative ways to keep in touch with friends and family who are far away. One of the things is to make a cookbook together and that you can just pass recipes back and forth, but in the same book.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, so you can send it back and forth to each other and add pictures of it. That's if you'd cute. Like. And I know that when you lived in California and I lived in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. we would trade recipes all the time.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. And another That's thing fun. Is to make a recording of yourself. Aww. It says, make a recording of yourself reading a favorite children's book for a niece, a nephew, or a grandchild, or for your own child if you're leaving for a long business trip or a hospital stay. End the recording with a sweet goodnight message for the child and all her dearest stuffed animals.
Aww.
Very nice. Another idea is to, for computer-friendly family members who are far away, create online photo albums.
Oh, that's neat.
And there's a KodakGallery.com does that very easily. You can just go online, look at the album, and then you can actually purchase whatever you want, like mugs, t-shirts,
oh, that's
anything
great.
With those pictures on them.
Oh, Yahoo Photos does something like that, too.
Really?
That's actually how we keep in touch with our family
yeah.
back home, and it's really easy to use.
I yeah.
highly it's, recommend that
yeah.
that idea. You know, you can probably find it through different venues.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier. I think we're kind of over the days of emailing tons and tons of pictures.
Yep.
It's just easier to go to a website. Yep. And we post to our Blogspot a bunch of pictures, too.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is when you move to a place or if, you know, you've had a friend who has never seen your place, create a video tour of the house.
Fun.
I did that, remember?
You too, remember?
Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah, because I had visited, but then since then you had moved, and then you hadn't yet come to
yeah.
Wisconsin, and we moved from Minneapolis, and I remember going around the house and doing a video tour, and I went into my cabinets and showed you what kind of food we had in the freezer and closets.
It's okay, because I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But have you ever gone back and watched it again?
I have to. No, I haven't.
I found the one that I sent to you like a month ago.
You did?
And I was so embarrassed because I was so dorky. I was like, okay, Andrea. Oh, and that's me in the mirror. It's hilarious. So, yeah, you can have
them.
A lot of fun with that.
Yeah, and I think, like, when you know where someone lives, when you can picture where they're sitting, you know, if they're
yeah.
saying, oh, I'm in my living room, you just feel so much closer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
So I love that one, taking a video tour of the house. Another idea is to embark on a joint project. If you and your mother share a passion for crochet, make a blanket together.
Oh, that's nice.
Select a pattern and yarn, then trade off on the job every week or two.
Oh.
So you send it in the mail back and forth.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, so you can do it together. Or when one of you gets stumped on that Sunday New York Times crossword clue, mail it to the other and continue until you have completed the whole puzzle together.
Wonderful.
My little sister, Melissa, she loves crossword puzzles, and we email throughout the day, and she'll tell me she has one that's difficult. She only lives an hour and a half away, but it's still fun to do.
That's nice.
Yes. So ideas are a joint cookbook, a recording of yourself, online photo albums, a video tour of your home, and a joint project.
Wonderful.
So I really like those. Those are geared towards family. And then some that are geared, of course, these can be used, you know, interchange.
Right.
But another one with friends is to share a running joke. And in the magazine, it shows a giraffe, a plastic giraffe, that goes around the world and is sent back and forth.
This too, we have done.
Oh, yes. In the magazine, there's a giraffe, and you can see he's in front of New York City and traveling. Now, Kara and I have an angel head that has gone to Florida,
yes.
Ireland, mm-hmm. France.
Yes.
How did it all start?
It all started with a really ugly angel statue that somebody gave us for our wedding.
I didn't know it was a wedding present.
It was a wedding present. I have no idea who from anymore.
I thought it was at a garage sale.
No, that was angel head number two.
Oh, right.
Okay. Angel head number one was this really ugly porcelain statue that we got from our wedding. And let's face it, folks, we all get presents from our wedding that you just don't like sometimes. Yeah. Well, I set it on the top of our very skinny, tall bookshelf, hoping that it would fall one day. I'd be like, oops. Which, of course, happened.
Yeah.
It broke and perfectly broke right at the head. So all that was left was a severed head. And it was creepy because it had no pupils. So we put two little dot eyes on it and sent it to Andrea and Todd, wrapped in some other funny gift that we'd gotten. And that started it all. We just kept, first it began, like, one day I was in the shower, and I was like, I feel like something's watching me. What is it? What's in here? So I looked around, and I turned around, and it was staring at me on the shower head. My husband had put it in there. It was so freaky. So we started, putting it in, lunch boxes and sock drawers and just, shocking each other. It was wonderful. And then that extended, our love of the angel head extended mm-hmm. to you guys. And since then it's been everywhere.
Yes. And we took it and I put it in the refrigerator next to the milk. And we took it on vacation to Florida.
Yep.
And while Todd was still sleeping, I put the angel head on his pillow right in front of him. And I took a picture of it.
I still have that picture.
Yes. That is a great picture. And we carried angel head with her. With us. I think we took her to Ireland and France, too.
I think so.
I don't remember any pictures. That might have just been...
Right now, it's in New York.
It is?
We actually use... This is number two, okay?
Okay.
Number two, we actually used it for Wyatt Elephant gift this last Christmas.
You did?
And she has assured us she will send it back, but she wants to take pictures first.
Okay,
good. We're like, Angel hasn't been out in a while, so...
That's true. Now, we lost Angel Head number one.
Yes, we did.
So, you know
what? It happens.
Yep, it does happen. But angel head number two was bigger and better. Mm-hmm. And it had
red duct tape.
Yes. The the neck was jagged. Okay? Yeah. So Kara put tape, red
I'm a little twisted.
Red tape on the neck. And that was even more hilarious.
Yes.
And I've taken pictures of that angel head on top. I put the head. It's hollow, of course. So I put it on top of other things. And emailed pictures of those. So, anyway, that is share around.
That's our twisted version of.
Yes, and we want to hear if you have anything like that. If you have
stories.
Yes, that goes around the world. Please tell us, send pictures of them, and we'd love to see them.
It's great.
Other ideas, a long-distance book club with a friend.
Wonderful.
Mail each other books you've read with your thoughts, insights, and notes written in the margins.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I like that. And another thing is when you have a friend who's, you know, kind of bad at responding back, include a self-addressed envelope and stamped envelope. So that they can just quick write a note.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, because I know sometimes people just, you know.
I'll get to it later.
Yeah. Another thing is assemble a year-end best of list. So make your own top 10 lineups of books to read, movies to see, music to hear, and then trade lists with a group of people whose taste you appreciate.
Good idea.
I like that. This one I like. Share a lazy Sunday morning. Simulate the experience of hanging out at the cafe together. Brew a fresh pot of coffee, toast a bagel, and settle in for some good conversation and coffee over the phone.
I like it. Isn't that nice? That's wonderful.
Yeah. Start a clothing swap with the same size friend and mail wardrobe pieces that you know you'd both like back and forth. We did that. Remember that?
Yep.
We'd mail pieces back and
forth. Oh, I remember it.
It was so fun. And we still swap clothes now, too.
Although I think I get the better end of the deal. Your cute clothes.
Yes. But I did get a good pair of red shoes from you. Yes. Tennis shoes. Go to the movies together. I like this one. Each person sees the same film in her respective town on the same evening. Chat about it on the telephone afterward.
Wonderful.
Next, ritualize your visits with good friends so that scheduling problems and procrastination never cause you to miss a meeting. Choose one day a year and plan to get together on that day every year, no matter where each of you is currently stationed.
Nice.
Yeah. So you think, like, I have a friend who meets with a girlfriend the same time every year, no matter where they are.
Oh,
it's like their annual meeting.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. I think that's sweet.
Save up for it all year.
Yeah. When keeping in touch with a large group of friends, from summer camp pals to sorority sisters, set up a rotating schedule. Assign each person a month of the year to write a single letter to the rest of the group, photocopy it, and mail it to everyone.
Great idea.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's so many ideas.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Like, just, there's so many ways to keep in touch. Distance is not an issue anymore, you know?
And my mother-in-law, Barb, was saying the other day, a postage stamp is about the best deal in the world that you can get. I mean, think, for 39 cents, a person will pick up a letter from your home and hand deliver it to someone else's home anywhere in the United States. And then, you know, for a few cents more anywhere in the world.
Like,
that's just amazing that we can write something and have it delivered for a few cents.
I know. Within a matter of days to weeks, you know?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And of course, care packages, like our friends David and Michelle in Africa, they're in Senegal, and we mail them care packages and, you know, stick in fun things and notes, and it's a good way to connect and keep in touch.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, so if you have friends that you've been meaning to write to, just take a minute and make it a fun thing, not I really need to write to this person, but just a fun thing, and instead of trying to catch up for however many months or weeks or years, just tell them what's going on now. I think that's, you know, and just connect.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point that you make, because I know sometimes I get really overwhelmed, you know, like, well, what do I begin to tell this person? They don't know anything about my life right now, you know, I haven't talked to them for 6 months, but sometimes it's just best to say exactly what you did 5 minutes ago, you know, I just picked blueberries, or, you know what I mean? Like, just something quaint and that's a part of your daily life. And that tells them more than, you know, the biggest news that you've had all year. You know, it's like,
it's more personal.
It is. And it's something that will stick with them. So,
yeah, I like that.
Those are the favorite kind of letters that I receive, I know. So.
Yeah.
And sometimes my sister, like, she likes to put quotes because we both love quotes. Mm-hmm. And she'll choose a quote from a favorite book or something. And it's just so fun to read it and be like, oh, I remember watching that with her, you know, or reading that book at the same time, or, you know?
Yeah, that is good. Yeah, with our, there's so many creative ways to keep in touch now with, you know, how easy it is to send things in the mail, and yeah, that's good.
Can we talk a little bit more about stationery?
Yes, let's talk about stationery.
I love stationery, and I remember making in Campfire Girls, this is how long I've loved stationery. I think I was like 7 years old, and my mom, she was the Campfire Boys and Girls leader, and she had us make our own stationery letterhead with, we cut out potatoes in the shape of whatever we wanted to make it. So I made a C with a little heart next to it for my name, you know?
Aww.
And we stamped it with acrylic paint at the top of each of our stationery pages.
Really? You know?
And it was so cute. And I used that for like a year, you know, I had a pen pal and we used that. But now what I like to do is I've gone through a lot of my old photos and found doubles of like favorite camping places and, you know, or other scenic, I like to take a lot of scenic photos and ones that are just beautiful, like by themselves, you know, they don't have any people or things like that in them. And I got a package of plain note cards mm-hmm. at the craft store in just like recycled looking paper mm-hmm. and then got mounting tape to put on there.
Really?
Photo mounting tape. It's very thin mm-hmm. and it's archival. And then I use that for the people who have been to those places with me.
Oh, that is wonderful.
It's so fun. And I just put it right below the picture, you know, like such and such lake. And I've had them call me and be like, I remember that, you know.
Oh, what a great idea.
It's so fun. So you can create your own note cards and you can even do that. I know you've mentioned the Pride and Prejudice website. You mm-hmm. can print out note cards and yeah. stationery.
Yeah, that's true.
You can do that, or you can go onto whatever you know, favorite movie you have. Like, you can go and find just images from those movies mm-hmm. and print them out on a sheet of paper and then cut them out and put them on note paper.
Or even on photo paper, you can print them. Yeah.
Exactly.
Another thing you could do is use photo corners. Mm-hmm. You know, those things you just
where you stick the corners of the photos in it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That would be nice,
too. That would be beautiful.
Yes, I love stationery. It's like a little mini frame. Yeah.
That's fun. All right. So we challenge you to try and get some old-fashioned letter writing going on.
Yeah.
There's so many fun ways to do it. Okay, well, that's it for today. So thanks for listening, you guys. It was a fun time.
Yeah, and next week we'll be talking about some book reviews and organizing your home, something everyone can do.
Yes, sounds good to me. So we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks for listening.
Bye. We hope you enjoyed the show.
You can visit our website at anoldfashionedgirl.wordpress.com.
And you can write to us at anoldfashionedkara@gmail.com.
And anoldfashionedrea@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.